Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It is 10 o'clock. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show on blogtalkradio.com. Hey, join me. Join me. Go to blogtalkradio.com/forward/ whatever you want to call that, the Fernando Poniente Show, and hang out with me on the chat room. Also, you know, if you want to call in, if you got something in your mind, feel free to call in, 347-884-8125. It's Wednesday, and it's 10 o'clock. You know, I hope you guys are all listening and on this boring night and, you know, snowstorm in the Midwest. Yeah, first snowstorm in the Midwest. That's right. Later on, we're going to be talking about on this date. I've always do that. On this date, we're going to cover that and some news and odd news and sports. That's on the menu today. And also with a special guest, we have Kim from chickgab.com. It's going to be in a hangout with us and talk about some, you know, talk about a lot of stuff, with things that matters most, okay, like Tiger Woods and stuff. We'll talk about that. if you want to participate again, 347-884-8125, and we'll go to the phone in a little bit here, and I believe I have 262 area code in the other line. 262, is this Kim?
This is Kim. How are you?
Good, good. 262, that's Wisconsin, isn't it?
It is, and I know that you are a native to Wisconsin Dells, correct?
Yes, I am.
Well,
yes.
Greetings from another cheesehead.
Go Packs, huh? Go Packers. How about the Packers on Monday night?
Oh, you're going to – see, I'm not a big football fan.
Oh, really? Why is that? Because you're a Czech?
I don't know.
Have you
looked at my blog or my website?
Yes, I have. Wait a minute. There's a picture of a female on that. Is that you?
The cute blonde? No.
Yeah, blonde. No, okay.
No, all that's right. Just my icon. I mean, not that, you know, it's my icon.
Right,
but.
Right. You know, people are just asking me, like, is that the girl? I'm like, I don't know. You know?
Actually, if you go to my blog and
mm-hmm.
you scroll down, you'll see my profile. I'm
mm-hmm.
the redhead, which
oh.
I guess is as good as a blonde, hey?
Yeah, that's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Kim is actually, I'm just going to read some of the bios on your website here. You're a native of Wisconsin, right? You're born, what part of Wisconsin?
I was born in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Milwaukee. All right.
Milwaukee.
It's not too far from where I'm from. I'm actually Waukegan, Illinois. We moved from Wisconsin Dells, to Waukegan, Illinois. That was just a couple months ago. So, you know, still in the Midwest, but a lot of, you know, there's a big change. You know what I mean?
Made across the border for some cream puffs for the fair.
Yeah. You know what's odd, dude? Like last year they had this, it was on the news about the, you know, the fair. What do you call that? It's Milwaukee Fair or some one of the counties in Wisconsin. But anyway, there was actually what do you call it? Chocolate covered bacon in Wisconsin.
You know, I've heard that's actually really good.
Really?
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh! It's like that's gotta top the whole thing off. Like, you know, cheese fries and all that stuff. And I mean, chocolate covered bacon. That's I can't go
you
wrong
know,
with that.
This is why I love living in Wisconsin, though. I mean, we're all about everything fattening, so I don't have to be, like, skin thin to look great. There's little competition here.
Right. Well, surprisingly, actually, you know, Wisconsin is not the fattest state. You know,
oh, really? Do
that,
tell. What
yeah.
state is? I might be moving there.
the fattest state would be south, actually. The not Mississippi, but, oh, man, it's just down south because all the fried food they eat down there. You know?
Okay, I won't hold you to
yeah.
it. I'll look it up. I'll Google it later.
Yeah, surprisingly, Minnesota actually beat Wisconsin, you know, mm-hmm. as far as being fat. No, I mean being fit. I'm sorry, being fit. You know, Chicago, Illinois actually is on top of the, you know, top five, I believe. So, well, tell me more about that, Jake. I mean, you know, tell me more about you and the website. And what do you do?
Well, what do I do? I'm a writer, and I guess I started this just to get my opinions out there about dating and relationships and marriage. A lot of times you know, talk to people nowadays and everything is based off of credit report and what a guy looks like or, you know, what a woman looks like, what kind of car they drive, what kind of house they have. And I just got tired of hearing, you know, all my friends, well, not, I shouldn't say all because I bet you some of them are listening right now, but some of my friends talking about, you know, dating the wrong guy, and they're always asking me for my advice because I've been married for almost a decade and extremely happy, and I think it's because I, you know, dated and married a geek, I don't know. But so I started a website to get my advice out there, and I started writing books, and that's kind of where I'm going to. I'm trying to become an author.
That's cool, being an author and all that. I mean, I've had chickgab.com. If you guys want to check it out, chickgab, that's chickgab.com. You can find a lot of stuff in there. And there's actually a little section just for men. You know,
I
tip
love
of
that
day.
Section.
Twitter. You do? Let me click on that real quick. Whoa, look at that. It's kind of explain all that. That shy guy. If you're shy.
I'll tell you, pretend you're sick, you know, because if you have strep throat, you really can't talk. And then a woman's going to feel sorry for us. Oh, my God, you're sick. And the fact that you're not talking helps you.
That is
shy,
that
right?
Going to work. That's not gonna work in my yes. I mean that's, you know, according to this, and it, you know, there's the steps that you have to take, you know, you in order to get that shy guy approach, you know, pretend you're sick, play dead. What is that? What do you just lay there and not do anything? You just, you know, like you play like what do you call it? That dude from the movie movies in the 80s. You know, Albert
Better
Dead
off.
Or something like that?
I don't know. My idea of playing dead, I mean, I say not literally. I'm just saying if you're too shy to open your mouth, just pretend you're not interested, because most women are, you know, take that as such a challenge, and then they're gonna be like, why doesn't he like me? And then they're going to be doing all the talking, and they're going to be trying so hard with you. So then you can just sit back and not have to worry about it. You know, this is from a woman's point of view. I just understand how women think because I'm a woman, and a lot of girls will think this way. They won't actually think you're shy. They'll be like, "Why is he not interested in me?"
Right. I mean, I'm pretty much, you know. I mean, I've been married for over 10 years now, and back in the day, you know, note that is back in the day when I used to date. I was pretty much, you know, a straight shooter. You know what I mean? If I don't like the chick, I'm like, "Hey, look, listen, you know, can we do this some?" You know, I don't play dead or anything like that. But I guess it's. I mean, you know, you gotta be. Surprised that there's actually people out there, guys out there, looking for something like this. You know,
well, they are like yourself.
Yeah.
I get a lot of what I write for my Just for Men. I get from my men friends who are single, and they'll say, "Kim," like one of them in particular came up to me the other day and said, "I'm so shy. I just don't know what to do." And I said, "Okay, I'll write an article about it." And if you notice on my website, I keep everything really lighthearted, and I don't take anything too serious, including life. So I'm just trying to make humor out of just about everything, because really, if you can find humor and stuff, you can make a go of it.
You will live longer. That's according to, that's a fact, actually. But anyway, let's get another man in our conversation here. Straight from Mississippi, this is Winston Pitts on the other side from the Pipelines, Mississippi. What's going on, Winston? Speak of dating, dude. I know that you're, you know, a chick magnet. So you drive around with that chick magnet car that you have there. But
yeah.
Have you tried some of this, man? Like play dead or a shy guy kind of type of thing. I mean, have you tried some of these? I mean, what kind of tactics? Can you share some of your tactics, Winston? Or do you just...
It's a secret.
It's a secret? He would not reveal. It's a secret. I mean, how about if I pay you? You tell me a secret, I'll pay you. But anyway, the Just for Men is actually, you know, that's I like that. I mean, it's not just, you know, it's not just for women in general. It's just, you know, for actually there's a dating humor then also. What is that? Let me check. Let me click on that real quick. What is? Oh, that's funny. Look at that. The very first one here. You know you're dating a loser if he goes to the bathroom when the check comes and is gone until you pay it. Oh, yeah. That's, I get it.
Yeah.
Did you get it, Winston? I get it.
Yes.
You know, also you can follow Chick Gab on Twitter, twitter.com. What is that, Chick Gab?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Do you have a Facebook profile also, like a fan page?
I don't yet. I need to do that.
You need to know.
That would be nice.
It would be nice. Yeah. It will be nice. You know, you get the, I've done that. Anyway, the book, you mentioned about books. Is this still, are you going to release, what's the release date? When are you coming out with this book?
I don't have a release date. I'm really working on getting a release date. I'm working on getting
hopefully soon, right? Hopefully soon.
I'm hoping. I mean, I've got some good things in the works. I mean, I've been working on this book for about 2 years. It's called How to Love Geek. And it's a book about...
You love this, Winston.
Yes.
It's a book about dating, and it's just basically teaching a woman how to find the good guy in life. Because there's a lot of bad people out there, and I'm just trying to lead people down the road of the good guy.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of women out there that goes for this, you know, bad boy, you know, persona. And, you know, I can never understand that. You know, this is like a person, well, a man would treat a girl bad, and this person, this chick, keep going back to this guy. You know, just, I mean, you've seen this and you've heard this, and it just makes me sick. I don't know why there's so many good people out there that deserve, you know.
I know, but worry not, Fernando. The bad boy's going down in my book. When my book comes out, the bad boy's not going to know what to say. I have a whole
book
called The Dog Chronicles, and I label each bad guy as a certain dog, like the Mastiff or the Border Collie or whatever it is. And I pretty much find the different personalities of the bad boy that women go after, and I give them reasons why not to do it, and then I give them reasons why to go for the geek. And
why,
I don't mean geek
why
in the
that,
sense
though?
Of like... And I don't mean geek as in, you know, your traditional geek. I'm talking geek as more of a state of mind, a person who's really secure with themselves and a happy, very good person. So with my book, I'm trying to change the label of the word geek is what I'm actually trying to do.
That's cool. So why is that, though? I mean, you might have been answering that question. I mean, I've always, you know, puzzled by that, you know. Why is
a
girl?
I love geeks.
No, I mean, I'm talking about girls, like, you know, they like this, you know, bad boy persona of, you know, the man that, you know,
because
they cheated.
I think a lot of time women, when they look at a man like that, they're judging, they're not really looking at his real personality. When a man is a bad guy, or let's just say, you know, comes off real tough and controlling and is a real nasty guy, they look at that as a guy who's powerful. But in actuality, and so they're turned on by that, you know, women like real men. But a real man doesn't need to act like that, and that's what women have to understand. A guy who acts like that is really very insecure and very unhappy with himself, and that's why he outwardly acts like that. So
that makes
sense.
That's
why women have to know the difference. Yeah, it does. So that's what I'm trying to teach women in this book, you know, how to avoid that and what signs to look for.
Makes sense, Kim. I'm going to go into on this day real quick, and then we'll go back to... you know, the checkgab.com. I know that, hold on a second. See, my switchboard is all so icky.
Yes,
here we go.
Mine was too.
Really? Yeah, it's just, I think it's a Block Talk Radio. Anyway, on this day, I gotta go in there real quick because this is really important. On this day in history, you might want to grab your pen and paper because this is history 101. On December 9th, 1912, actually today is December 9th, it is Wednesday, 2009, so if you are listening, and podcasting, and let's say 2020, it's 2009 right now, but we're live right now on blocktalkradio.com, So, speaking of that, I don't know. I'm not making sense today. This December 9, 1912, Thomas P., Tip O'Neill, the American politician who was the Speaker of the House of the Representative in the 11 years, was born, actually, today, following his death on January 5, 1994. That's sad. On this date, actually, 1608, we got to go back to 1608, poet John Milton was born in London. And fast forward for that, 1907, Christmas Seal went on the sale for the first time at the Wilmington Dell Post Office, you know, the seals, Christmas, and the proceeds went on to fight tuberculosis in 1907. 1941, China declared war on Japan, Germany, and Italy. That's 1941. 1975, President Gerald R. Ford signed a $2.3 billion seasonal loan authorization to prevent New York City from having to default. That was 1975. That's meaty right there. 1994, President Bill Clinton fired Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders after she told a conference that masturbation should be discussed in schools as part of human sexuality. 1994. See, I can't. 2000. All right. On this day, 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered a temporary halt in the Florida presidential vote count. That was in 2000. Remember that Al Gore and all that stuff? That was way back then. This is before your time, Winston. And also before your time, Kim. I don't know. Kim, how old are you? You might be asking.
I'm going to be 36 in a few weeks.
36? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm right around there. I'm 35.
Yeah.
I'm 35. So we're, you know, you're born, what, 74?
I'm 14.
73.
73, yeah, because I was born in 74. Yeah, so. And Winston here is a young buck. He's 14 years old.
Yeah.
With the mind of 40-year-old.
4-year-old?
40-year-old.
Hey, now. I mean, you know, that's kind of an insult. But your mind stopped growing at the age of 20.
Oh, really? Is that a fact?
That's
you got me all sidetracked now. Let's go back to my, what is that? On this day, 2008, Illinois, you know, the governor, Rod Blagojevich, I can't even say that. Zachary was arrested after prosecutor. Yeah, there you go. The Blago thing. Arrested after prosecutor said he was caught in wiretapping, scheming to sell Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat for cash on a plum job for himself in a new administration. Look at that. On birthdays for everybody's birthday. Hey, when is your birthday, Kim?
December 28th.
Ooh, pretty close. What about you, Winston?
February the 24th of 1995. I'm thinking it's right.
December, you said?
No, it's February.
Oh, February.
Mine is February.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the
coming up.
President
it's
Day
coming up.
Kind of guy.
All right. Well, we got our birthdays. Current birthdays today is actually Kirk Douglas. Actually, you know, you all know that. He turns 93. Oh, my goodness, he's old. Whew. Boy. Judy Dench just turns 75 today. She's an actress. Dan Hicks, a jazz guitarist, 68. Dick Butkus turned 67. Football Hall of Famer. Today, he actually turned 67. He's old. 67? I thought he was going to be like, I thought he's like 50 or something like that. John Malkovich, an actor, turned 56. Nick Seymour, a rock musician from Crowded House, turns 51. Thomas Flowers from Oleander turns 52. I'm sorry, 42. 52. And also Cannabis, the rapper, turns 35 today. And the rock singer Imuhan Heap turns 32. And Simon Holberg, 29, the actor of The Big Bang Theory. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. And that, my friend, it's on this day. You listen, and you heard it here in the Fernando Poniente Show. And this is me and Fernando Poniente hanging out with Kim Ward from ChickGab.com and also Winston from Winston Pitt Talk Time Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back to what matters most. We'll talk about Tiger Woods. Now, they're talking about moving and buying an island somewhere closer to where she's from. I think the wife, Elin, from Sweden, I believe. You know, they're looking for some island there to purchase. So I can just, you know, maybe isolate themselves from the rest of the world. Little island cutting off the supplies of those chicks from the Tiger Woods. According to the report, I mean, he cheated like multiple. I mean, there's like girls after girls, you know, surfacing. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did do him. I would hang out with Tiger Woods. And, oh, yeah, I did that too. What do you say? Let me go with you real quick, Kim. What do you have to say to this? I know you're an expert on this. I mean, I'm glad they're sticking together. You know, I'm glad. You know, that's what I want. I want them to stick together, work it out. Work it out, Tiger Woods. But isolating themselves, I mean, it's buying, you know, an island and just kind of separate themselves from the rest of the world. I mean, is that going to work?
I mean, I think it possibly can. And he spent his career really keeping himself pretty isolated from the media in his personal life. I mean, so this is a huge deal for them. I mean, he's pretty much controlled the media around him for a long time. So, you know, I don't know if they'll be there for the rest of their life, but maybe they're just taking a hiatus to just really focus on their marriage and try to get things back on track and keep tabs on each other. I don't know. I don't think it's that bad of an idea. It shows that they clearly want to try to make
work
it work.
Things out. That's right. Good point there. What about you, Winston? I mean, going in an island, I mean, they have millions and millions of dollars probably saved. I mean, he's worth, like, I don't know, maybe half a billion. Would that work for them? Would that work for the marriage? I know that you're, but, you know, you make good points on things like this. What's your point of view? What's your take on this? Are you there? Oh. Hold on a second. Winston Pitts, wake up. What do you Are you there?
I'm there. I've been talking.
All right.
I've been talking, and I had it on mute.
Oh, you had it on mute. How dare
I've been
you
talking,
put me on mute.
And you was like interrupting me. I was like, Fernando, and I'm like, oh, it's on mute. I mean, yeah, so I kind of. Anyway,
so
from a psychological background, let's kind of look at it like this. As you said, that he'd been isolated. Now, Gatorade, if you haven't known this, Gatorade dropped him because they sponsored him. Or he sponsored them. I'm not really sure. He was really going to look at
it. You mean Gatorade dropped his sponsorship? I mean, this
actually
did
him.
That.
They dropped him.
Well, they did
him.
That. They did that before the incident, though.
My point here. My point. They knew. They might have known this has been going on. But Tiger Woods might have something against them. Blackmail. You see what it's coming to now.
Right.
Now,
okay, I got you.
This is my theory now that Gatorade and I've actually believed this the whole time that Gatorade, the CEO of Gatorade, the company, is embezzling money. Now this guy is richer than the guy at GM. I mean, I say this now. I know GM's going bankrupt right now, and anybody's richer than that guy. But when the company GM was up, this guy had more than them. I mean, can you imagine Gatorade selling more than a car dealership? I don't think so. something's going on here.
Mm-hmm. So, would that work for them, though? Clearly money is not an option for them. But what about the kids? What about the kids?
Kids are going to be depressed for the rest of their lives.
Right. I mean, they're going to be in that island. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not going to be. They're going to be in some prison cell or anything like that. I mean, but it's an island. It's like being in Hawaii for the rest of your life. I'm not picking on Hawaii here. I'm just, you know,
I mean, exactly. How would you feel if your father was on TV and everybody, you know, how old are these kids? 5, 6, 7? And you saw your dad on TV and you really don't know what's going on to a full extent. What are you going to think about this? The media is saying all these bad things about your father. You're going to really think different about your father, and you're going to think they're going to reject it from a background of that.
I give Ellen a lot of credit, though. I mean, that woman is a strong woman. Kim, what do you think? Ellen's options here.
Well,
I've heard a lot of stuff from the same, you know, a lot of women and say, hey, she should like just dump him and get his money. You know, I don't like that that thing, you know. I mean, what do you think?
I think that any time you get involved with a high profile person, there's a certain understanding that stuff can happen down the road with the media or
mm-hmm.
involvement in your personal life. And, you know, you got to know that if you're dating Tiger Woods and marrying Tiger Woods, that there's going to be women throwing themselves at him all over the place. So you can't think
well,
this is a total absolute shock. I mean, it's,
mm-hmm.
it just can't be. I mean, I think she's probably a very strong woman, and I think she probably really does love him. And if she's going to move to an island and be isolated with him, it's probably a good bet, because no matter what he does now, I mean, he goes by the thing of toothpaste, he's going to be in Star Magazine about it, you know. This way, you can just stop all the rumors, you know, what
right.
he did or what he didn't do. They won't be able to have anything, and then they can just sort it all out and move on. And if she can still
mm-hmm.
find a way to love him, you know, I guess more power to her. I don't think breaking up is always the way.
I mean
sometimes, yeah.
He's got to be sick, though. What I'm saying by that is, you know, I mean, look, if you look at Elon, I mean, he's a supermodel.
I know, but
you know,
I don't think that men, personally, if you read my blogs and stuff, I don't think men cheat for sexual reasons. I really don't. I think men cheat for emotional reasons.
Hmm.
And, you know, so there's a lot there. I don't think it has anything to do, because you see men who have beautiful women all the time, and they cheat
mm-hmm.
on them. So I don't really think it's looks. I think it's emotional. It's that need to have that want for someone to just want you on such a rustic level. There's several different theories to that, but I don't think it has anything to do with the looks.
Okay.
And I think, you know, Tiger Woods growing up had a very overpowering father, a very demanding father, and I think a lifetime of that is going to do some things to you mentally down the road.
Make a valid point there. Valid point.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, let's dump Tiger Woods. You know he changed his name?
No.
To his name is Tita. Oh man, I get that. It always cracked me up. Do you get it, Tita?
I do.
Anyway. Let's go back to the chickgab.com and let's talk about that more. So people can go to chickgab.com. You can actually you know, I see that you have Chick Gab t-shirts and contest. Can you tell us more about that? And also create a date. What is a create a date?
It's just a spot to tell me, like, what you're looking for in a man or a woman. You know, like, you can't find that perfect person. Let me know what it is and, you know, build them from scratch. And if we like the profiles, we'll throw them on the website so that people know what to look for, you know, when you're out at the bar or
so kind
church
of,
group
yeah.
or wherever you go, then you know what profile you want to be looking for a good date.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
But the That'll contest, yeah, the contest I actually need more entries for. We're not going to pull a winner until January, but we're looking for the best places to get married. I have a real good friend of mine who's getting married actually very soon here. And we are going to go on a trip with them, and we're probably going to Iceland, and I don't know if they're going to get married in Iceland or not, and this is what gave me the idea for, well, where would be the best place to get married? And I know Iceland seems bizarre, but there's some really good places in Iceland to get married, trust me.
Right. I see that you one of your blog posts is actually best place to get married and best places to get married. And you had the question, is it Hawaii, Virgin Island, or holy goody Niagara Falls? I think, from my opinion, I think the best place to get married would be Grand Canyon.
And do tell why.
Huh? What?
Why?
Why? I don't know. It's just,
I mean, what is it about the Grand Canyon? Is it romantic? Why is that the best place?
Because
that
I have...
That's what intrigues me.
Oh, you know, you got me there. No, I'm actually the, you know, I'm, you know, I've always, you know, I'm, what do you call it? Hold on a second, I'm stumbling here.
You
see,
like
I've never asked
West?
That. No, it's not so much of that. It's so much more, you know, I tend to get more spiritual, you know, when I see, you know, like the Grand Canyon or anything like that, and you know, that makes you you know, all that.
Oh,
look at this,
sure.
God's
yeah.
creations and stuff. You know, it makes me feel. It makes you feel like you're closer to God. I guess. You know.
Oh, and I like that.
You know,
yeah,
that's what
I
it is.
Definitely see that.
Closer to nature, closer to creations. You know, just closer to that. Moon would be nice, but you know, maybe in the future, maybe like 50 years. you know, or 100 years in the future, that moon was probably one of the, you know, destinations to get married in. I don't know. Vegas, though. I mean, that's a lot of people that say Vegas. I don't know why. Do you know that? Why people say that? That Vegas
See,
is the best
I wanted
place?
I wanted to get married in Vegas, but my husband wanted a traditional wedding that our kids could look back on and, you know, photographs of dancing and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to get married in Vegas. I think it's just the whole, you know, fly on a string type thing. You get there and, you know, you're just having a good time and it's quick and it's cheap, I guess, too. You know, that's always a plus. But I think if you're really
cheap
in love, you don't need that ultimate
in Vegas?
Place. But cheap, but it used to be when I was of marrying age. I mean, it's changed a lot now, but back when I was like 28, it was, oh gosh, you could, do the red eyes for, you know, $240 and that included your hotel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's a, hey, Winston, what is in your opinion, give me some of the best places that you think is the best place to get married.
Interesting.
Besides your mother's basement.
Oh, yeah, mine.
Oh, besides the pipeline, you know, because that's taken already.
Grand Canyon. That'd be a good place.
Ooh, didn't I just say that? Were you listening when I said that or no?
Mm-mm. I just put the headset on. Actually, I'm making a ham sandwich.
Oh, that's a little bizarre, isn't it? That you
it
both at the same place?
And the number one reason I think it is because people feel empowered. People look at the Grand Canyon and they actually see what they think to be what creation is. And that's my psychological background right there. I like to put that in there. But from a standpoint, again, people like Las Vegas. I heard that part.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about Vegas. People go to Vegas, and the number one reason why is, what is Vegas known for? Money.
Money. That's right.
Money.
And whatever
money.
Whatever happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's what they say.
Exactly. Except people with money. They don't, you know what? They don't say it. Well, they do stay in Vegas. But they had to run out of money sometimes, and most marriages that actually rely that on money fail within the first 20 years, and I'm going to guarantee that. But if you marry somebody for money, it will fail, I promise you. If you can show me a case where money is not a factor, with a prenup agreement, a prenup or agreement, what do you want to call it, has been signed.
Prenup, yeah.
Maybe, it's possible, but I'm still saying that exactly. You see, I kind of see where I'm coming from here.
Right, I totally understand. I understand. So, even though I've been married for 12 years, 13 years, but anyway, what is this geek on the little thing in here, the geek book? Can you tell me?
That's just a little tab about. I had a lot of people who took surveys for me. I pretty much interviewed geeks from around the world, and I had a lot of help from. Oh, I can't think of the website now. But anyway, it was
geek.com?
Some underground. It's some underground geek club, and I got just these fabulous guys who filled out my surveys for me, and they're literally from around the world. And I quoted them in my book, and they really helped me put the book together because I was just missing. Without them, the book was really my opinion, and with all this research and all these guys giving me their surveys, it really came through as fact, so I just was giving them a little shout-out on that page, saying thank you.
There's also a picture of a pug.
Yes, I know. I know.
Pug.
It is. It's just because, you know, it's one of those things where it's so ugly, but yet it's so lovable. And
yeah.
I just had to throw
so
it on there.
Ugly, but they're lovable. I don't want to look at you, but they're good. And also, you have a tab that is a tip of the day. It pretty much can, you know, tip of the day. It means you got, like, new tips every single day.
Yeah,
let
for
me
a while
read some
I did.
Of that. Okay, let me read some of this here. Drama is something we can jar up to avoid focusing on what we really need to accomplish. They came with us. Really nice. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him do a backflip. Yeah.
That some of these are from my friends, you know.
Okay.
I kind of like that one. It's
like
absolute
that,
nonsense, and I like it.
Mm-hmm. Money can't buy happiness, but it makes life a lot easier. That is good. I like that. The Greg Ward,
from,
you know.
That's my husband.
Oh, okay. And it says people is like money can't buy, you know, happiness. But, yeah, it can make life a lot easier. Also, there's the things in here. Never ask your lover if everything was good. Ask him if everything was perfect. Always set the bar high. Oh, what's that? Did you make all this? This makes you think. I was like, Sign you are dating a loser. He takes you out to dinner and gets mad when you supersize your order. Oh! Wow, that's a sign that you're dating a loser. Why would you get mad? He's a loser. I mean, supersize your order, yeah. You know you're dating a loser if he wakes up every night screaming, "Do you want paper or plastic?" Oh, my goodness. You know you're dating a loser if he wears more gold than grandma on bingo night. Oh! That is... Oh, my goodness, this is... And then you know you're dating a loser if his gold necklace keeps getting caught in his chest hair. Ow!
Obviously, I don't like the gold, hey?
Right,
I'm a silver pipe girl. Twitter account, I have like 200 of the signs you're dating a loser.
Oh, really? That would be awesome. I'm going to go in there and check it out. It says, why do birds always stare at me? Ponder something that has no meaning at all. I was like, what is that? You're looking at you. Oh, man. So what about your Twitter account? Yeah, 200 about the...
200. I think I've got around 200 of just constant signs you're dating a loser. And so one's kind of funnier than the next, and it's all kind of tongue-in-cheek. But it's fun. It's funny. A lot of people enjoy them. And that's mainly what's on my T-shirts and my hats, too. So.
Oh, wow. Do you ever go to Cafe Press?
No.
No?
What is it?
Cafe Press is like it's one of the you sell you items on there. Mhm. I use that.
I got one.
Cafe. You got what? Cafe Press?
Yes.
Do you also have about Shopit? Do you have Shopit?
Uh-uh, but I have Cafe Press, and I am giving a 50% off on your stuff. Not to be nasty here, but I do have my Talk Time Radio phone on the market. It's 70% off.
Do you have Fernando Poniente shows in there too?
Oh.
You know this. What do you think? I'm gonna ask you guys opinions on that. I mean, shirts. I know that's kind of, you know, there's a lot of people in shirts out there. You know what I want is like, do you think why don't you go with hat or a bib for kids? It says the Fernando Poniente show. What do you think, Kim? A hat would be nice.
Yes.
Not a bib, huh?
No, I'm more of a hat girl.
Okay. What about you, Winston? You know, hat or a bib? Come on. You know the answer.
What kind of hat?
How about a halo?
Okay.
Would that work?
I don't know. Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. That would work. I'll probably get I'll get a hat next time, and I'll set it on Cafe Press. But anyway, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Fernando Poniente Show. We're hanging out with Chick Gabb, Kim from Chick Gabb, actually. You can go to chickgabb.com to find all the articles that you want to learn about dating and church and created days, a date and stuff like that. Chickgabb.com. Hey, I'm going to take a break real quick, and I'll be back. Just hang around here. Hang out. Kim, I'll be back. I'm going to be taking a break a little bit, and I'll play a song, and I'll be back. We're going to be talking about some sports. We're going to be talking about the biggest NFL ripoffs, actually. There's people, players out there is getting millions and millions of dollars, but their team, not so much. They're not actually making it. And you probably all know this. So we'll be back, and also we're going to talk about EPA. Actually, EPA has said that the very air that you breathe is poisonous. I mean, you know, Yeah, of course. But we're going to be talking about some of that, and, you know, kind of a touch up on that and get your opinion on that real quick. 347-884-8125. You're listening to the Fernando Poniente Show on blocktalkradio.com. I'll be back. This is Liz Toussaint, If I Have a Gun. If I Had a Gun, I mean.
My daddy said, ain't no single mother or two safe in the world these days. And you need to be prepared just in case somebody else tries to come and break in your place. Take this little briefcase. But I declined, 'cause the man who broke in my house, he just stole my wine. And I was so afraid for my babies at that time. You don't know the kind of anger I held inside. He would have died. If I had a gun, he wouldn't be here today. I get on my knees and pray for the lawyers to plead my case. For what I would have done, I'd look them right in the eyes. Lord knows that I can't lie. I need an alibi. If I had a gun.
My daddy don't know. Father of my kids came over drunk one night. Wanted a pick a fight. Call me every name he could think of, and that ain't right. He even reached for his knife. So I got mad. Never knew all the strength inside that I had. Now I'm sure he'll never come back over here like that. But if I would have listened to my dad, everybody.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
This is Ken Pettigrew, host of the Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, the Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
NBA coming this way!
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veteran.
They are forgotten heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Oh, we're back. This is Fernando and Fernando Poniente Show. See, I can't even say my last name. 347-884-8125. Is it about 45 minutes into the hour? So, we'll welcome everyone back. This is Winston, straight from Mississippi. He knows politics like I know ticks. And Kim Ward.
How
she knows
you know that?
Dating. I don't know. She knows dating like I know rafting.
I hope
That's
you know
weird.
Rafting well.
Yeah, I do. Go back in here. I'm going to go back to the they're talking about EPA, greenhouses, and all that stuff. Declarations putting, and they said it's putting America on road to ruin. And here's the thing. Today, you know, actually it's a couple days ago. Not 2 days ago. They actually declared greenhouses, actually, greenhouse gases a danger to public health. And then the bottom line they said is that the biggest threat to Americans when it comes to huge energy taxes and government controls. Now, they said that the very air, the air that we breathe, is actually poisonous. It's bad for us. Why is that? What do you? I mean, it's. Let me go to you real cool coincidence. I know we covered this a couple days ago, and I don't want to talk about it more because maybe we'll spend like maybe 3 minutes, and I'll get your opinion also, Kim. And this all boils down to global warming, isn't it? What is this all about? Mr. Winston Pitts?
Well, first of all, the poisonous gas in the air is actually, it is poisonous, okay? Okay, the stuff that we are made of is in our atmosphere, okay? Plain and simple, that's not poisonous. What's poisonous is the H2S gas in there that is, that's what they use to kill convicts and all that in the gas chamber. Very, like, one sniff, they're dead. It kills in seconds. Global warming, and I've been doing this for 3 years now. I did not believe in creation. I didn't believe in I didn't believe in global warming from the start. It was a big joke. I knew scientifically it was impossible because Mississippi is getting snow. And
Not even a report saying there's 1.2. Is it actually hotter compared to 20 years?
No, it's not. I don't care. No.
1.2?
What is happening is, and it's scientific fact, that the magnetic field is reversing right now as we speak, and it happens every 1,000 years. And it's happening again. It's reversing. It's starting at the North Pole. It's going down to the South Pole. And once you take away the magnetic field, you really put radiation into the atmosphere. And that kind of radiation and snow doesn't mix. And it's going to melt the snow. But at the same time, we're heading towards an ice age. So right now they're battling between each other, which one's going to win. And when that happens, we get the fish right now. People are saying global warming is happening. It's not. We have people saying ice age happening, which seems to be the correct answer. Then we have people over here saying, oh, no, nothing's happening. It's just the magnetic field reversing. And then I'm down here in Mississippi saying, you just shut up, please. I mean, you know, it's snowing in Mississippi. Can you explain that to me? You know,
right.
I know
yeah.
we
exactly. The greenhouse that we're talking about is actually the actually adopting the what they call a 1970 Clean Air Act from the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. This is way before the global warming. They just want to clean the air and everything. But again, I mean, that's the very air that you breathe. I know that when you indoors, actually, when you smoke, you cook, and everything like that, that can be, you know,
harm to your
lungs. For your lungs. Yeah.
But of course, the
very air. Yeah, of course. but it doesn't. I agree with you on it. That's, you know, they should not prompt you to saying that, you know, this is towards global warming. That's why this is, you know, we're blaming this for global warming effect. I mean, it's, and then they go back to the reports. I mean, that reports actually, that's, you know, that what they called facts is just, you know, turned into fraud because of the NASA and all that mess that they're is going on right now. You know what I mean? So, Kim, what about the global warming? Do you believe on it?
I never believed in it. I think it was something Al Gore just made up because he was bored and had nothing else to do. I never believed in that. I mean, the world
he invented the Internet, though.
I mean, the world is always changing, you know, hence the Ice Age. And as far as, you know, us breathing, you know, poisonous carbon monoxide, it's just, it's ludicrous. I mean, what are they going to come up with next? I mean,
it's
carbon monoxide is what makes plants grow, for crying out loud. It's a very well-balanced system we have here on our Earth, and one thing feeds another. It's just nonsense. Mm. I think it's just another way that the government can say, look, okay, this is poison, therefore we can regulate anything with carbon monoxide, and that's the road they're going to start going down, and they're going to start regulating the heck out of everything with carbon monoxide.
Exactly.
That's why I think they said it, and I think that's where they're going with it.
Yeah, that's why they want control. Well put. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Winston's. You guys should be the czar for this. We're going from the biggest. we're going from the ripoffs to the biggest ripoffs. Actually, NFL's biggest ripoff. That is. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of players out there getting paid like, man, over the limit, but they're not actually given, you know, what they should. We go into the. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Carolina quarterback. Jake Delhomme and a defensive end Julius Peppers actually is one. They're actually getting paid. Delhomme is actually paying like what $16.7 million. You know, that's like the most overpaid player in NFL history. He actually consumed more than 10% of the team's salary cap. Essentially, they said crippling Carolina's from upgrading to its roster. Roster with veteran signing. So, and also the other guy, I don't know what his name, but did I mention that earlier? Yeah, I did. But anyway, Julius Peppers, $3 million, actually, for a defensive end. That's like a lot of money for that. But anyway, we go San Francisco wide receiver Brandon Jones, actually, getting $5.4 million. And look at the 49ers. Where are they at? You know, Tampa Bay, running back Derek Ward, $6 million guaranteed in off season. Yeah. Oakland wide receiver,
wow.
Javon Walker, yeah. In off season, $11 million signing bonus in 2008. Chicago is like one of the left tackle, Orlando Pace, you know, signing for a 3-year contract, $15 million. They're not look at Chicago. Washington defensive tight end Albert Haynesworth, 48 million dollars contract. That's a lot of money. Minnesota quarterback, well, Sage Rosenfeld, is actually acquired a 3-year contract for $9 million. But where is he at now? You know, Houston quarterback Dan Orlovsky, 3-year contract, $9.5 million contract with a $2.4 million guarantee, believing they could replace Rosenfeld, in Houston. Not in Houston. What am I saying here? In Minnesota. Tampa Bay, Byron Leftwich, actually $3.5 million. My goodness, that's a lot of money. A lot of money. So the question is, Kim, let me go to you real quick. Do you think they're all overpaid? I mean, outrageous. That's a lot of money. I mean, they're talking about millions and millions of dollars, but they're not doing what they're not supposed to do. They're just like paying me, you know, to... like build your house, but I'm not building your house.
Yeah, I don't know sports that well. This is where I really feel. But in my belief, yeah, I think they're way overpaid. I mean, I realize that it's dangerous, but, you know, someone's working on bridges, and they don't get paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, I would rather play football than build bridges. I guarantee you that, because I'm afraid of heights. What do you think about Winston? Overpaid, ridiculous, or not? I'm sorry?
Definitely. I go to college for a PhD, okay, in whatever, and I spend 7 years plus three more. I think I've become a doctor. I'm a good doctor. And now you're just telling me that I can walk on a field of grass and throw a football and make millions of dollars a year? No. That's not right. Let's pull our heads out between our legs, and let's, I'm serious about this. I mean, Why are we playing these? I mean, Let me say it again. Why are we paying these players this much? And I guess I know some people say, oh, we gotta have this player. We gotta make him happy. If he ain't happy the way he's, you know, if he ain't happy the way what you're giving him, bye bye.
All right. See you later. Take your football with you. Sports again. Actually, Packers won last Monday night against the Ravens. I'm so surprised. Woohoo! I'm like, I'm the only Packer fan over here in Waukegan. Yeah, I get beat up every day. It's an everyday thing. I was kidding. they call me cheeseheads, and they push me, and they tell me I stink. Yeah, Packers are going to win. It's 8-4. It's actually the sure they're clinching to what they call the wild card. Okay, I mean they're going to make it to the playoffs and hopefully they go all the way in. But enough about the Packers. UFC actually coming up this Saturday is actually the UFC 107. It's between Diego Sanchez and the Prodigy. What's his name? I forgot. BJ Penn. I will go with BJ Penn on that. I don't know you guys. I know you guys probably don't know who they are, but that's my prediction. BJ Penn. Okay. And boxing is actually. I'm excited. I'm excited. My fellow Filipino Manny Pacquiao fighting. What's his name? Floyd Mayweather on March, I think 13th or 14th or something like that. Somewhere in March. But anyway. Woohoo! Way to go, Manny. I'll go for Manny Pacquiao. But, yeah, so anything else? I do have about 3 minutes left into the show, and I thank you, Kim, for stopping by, sharing your expertise. What's next? I mean, are you tell me, what's your next? How people can find you? People can find you on Twitter?
People can find me on Twitter. They can, you know, go to my website, which has a link to my blog. And that's probably it for right now. And then I'm going to just be working on doing a lot of interviews like this and getting myself out there. Next for me, I'm currently working on a book called The Man Code. So you'll probably love this one, Fernando.
It's
all
code.
About men and what – yeah, it's all about men and what they're really thinking and what they really mean. So that should be an interesting book. And so
I will definitely keep an eye on that.
Thanks.
I will keep an eye on that, The Man Code.
Yeah, The Man Code.
Sounds naughty. There's like no man code. And man code.
I don't know. I'm not going down that road. But
all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Exciting. And thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. Hey, Anita, you are welcome to stop by. You know, I do have shows Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. This Friday is coming up. Actually, I'm going to have the diamond expert, Gary Holloway, is going to be on Fernando Poniente show. He's an expert. He's from the PriceScope.com. He's not a diamond seller, but he knows diamonds like I know cinnabons. Winston, I forgot your name. Winston Penn, what's your next show, man?
That'll be tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can catch me on Blog Talk Radio and Shoutcast, Live 365, especially on XM on Channel 165. Go there, check me out there, live on the air, Tuesday, Thursday at 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific.
All right. Hey, we're running out of time. I'm sorry. But we'll do this again. Hey, Kim, you're more than welcome to stop by again. Check out Kim on checkgab.com. You can also find her on Twitter or on Facebook. Do you have a Facebook account?
I do, but I got to get a fan thing going.
You got to get out there. Find me there, and I should be able to help you out, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right. Thank you for stopping by. Thanks, Winston. Keeping the pipelines open. And this is Fernando. I'm signing off. Peace out.